You're listening to the Two Dead Chicks podcast. I'm Melissa.
I'm Kia.
And today we are here to talk about season 4, episode 8, Too Far Gone. Before we get into all that, just a reminder, you can find us on all the socials. We are Two Dead Chicks on Instagram, Twitter, Snapchat, and Facebook. And you can find our podcast on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher, and pretty much anywhere else you find your podcasts. Make sure to leave us a review while you're listening. Let us know what you think. It helps us to connect with more Walking Dead fans like you guys. And you can find us online at twodeadchicks.com. And a reminder, you can always send us your questions, comments, concerns, and feedback to twodeadchicks@gmail.com. All right. So this would have been the mid-season finale.
It would have been.
Yeah.
It was, yes.
Yes. yeah, man. What did you think about this one?
It was a lot.
It's a lot.
It was a lot, but I liked it a lot. It was sad at the end.
So sad.
But at the same time, you know how, well, I don't know if you are the same way, but I am willing, if I know someone is going to die, I'm like, as long as it isn't X character,
yeah,
I'm fine.
Sure.
Even though it sucks,
sure,
that it's another character, that's how I am. And that's how I am with Michonne, with everything. I'm like, as long as it's not Michonne. So when it was Herschel and Michonne up for the
job,
I was like, not Michonne.
Yeah.
So the fact that it was Herschel, I was like, well.
I love Herschel. This one was a sad one for me. This was tough. I mean, I didn't want either of them to die, like, period. I was just like, can we just make it so that this doesn't have to happen?
Right.
How about that? How about the governor dies? The end. Bye.
Yeah. But that's where my mindset was. It was like, well, somebody had to die.
I was like, Grandpa. No. Yeah, it was all around, though. I mean, it was a great episode. It moved well. Like, the pacing was good. I really liked it.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We ready to jump in?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
This episode starts with the governor gathering his people to tell them the camp isn't safe. He tells them something's going to happen eventually, either zombies or people. Something's going to happen to you know, disturb their tranquility. But it just so happens there is a prison up the road. It is currently inhabited by people, but, you know, they're the people that burned down Woodbury, so
that's neither here nor there. Yeah, just whatever.
Also, it's incorrect.
Yup.
You burned down Woodbury.
Yep.
There is that. Well, I guess they did set it on fire when they were,
well, yeah,
trying to rescue their abducted people.
Exactly. Their abducted people. Boom.
But no matter, he wants to take it from these people. So he definitely frames their indiscretions against him without any context. What did he tell them? What did he say they did?
I don't even
remember. Okay.
When he talks, I'm just like, bleh, zoning out now. Sorry, it's bad.
So whatever they said, whatever he said they did, it definitely left out the provocation that he had. I think he said something about, like, killed my daughter or something.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yep. He said they killed. Yeah. You're already dead, daughter.
Right.
Gov.
There is that. Doing? So then he has to admit that he captured a couple of them to use for negotiations. And he's like, we can take the prison without killing anyone, but we still need to be prepared to kill people. Tara, she's the first one in. She's like, I'm down for this, whatever you need.
Nobody asks any questions. Oh, you've already got prisoners. No big deal. That makes sense, because you definitely should have done that since we just heard about this.
Right.
Just now.
Yes.
For the first time.
What if we said no?
Right?
Yeah. This speech is intercut with a scene of the governor ambushing Herschel and Michonne. And he rudely cold cocks Michonne and knocks her out, and then draws on Herschel before he can react. Mm-hmm. And this is the second time where we've just seen Michonne just get, like, violently, like, explicit, like, very explicitly violently hit. Mm-hmm. And it bothers me again, just like it bothered me last time, and it will bother me when it happens again. Mm-hmm. Because she is the only woman they show getting, I mean, yep. Nobody else is getting beat up like this and just getting hit in the face.
Sure not.
Like, come on, show. Don't do this.
Do better.
Yeah. So a little later after this speech, after the group disbands, Lily was hiding in the trees or something. And she's annoyed that he's trying to take over the prison because she definitely said last episode that they didn't need to. She's very anti-killing people. Mm-hmm. And when he argues that any innocents that are there are with bad people, she asks if she is too. Like, well, welcome to the party.
About time.
Yeah. His defense is that he's willing to do anything it takes to keep them alive, and his only judgment is if she and Megan are still breathing. And he says, he also tells her, like, you knew it was going to be like this before you even joined up, and he walks off.
Okay.
So kind of consistent with what he was talking about with, what's his face, Milton? Mm-hmm. And Milton's like, you know, what if Penny saw you like this? Or Penny would be scared of you if you were like this. And he's mm-hmm. like, Penny would be alive, though. So.
Well, at least they're consistent.
Yeah, with that. Except.
With that. Yeah.
Except it's just like, I still don't get why they are an insta family all of a sudden.
Right. Why Lily instantly buys his bullshit.
Yeah.
Again. Mm-hmm.
Just like Andrea. I don't know, man. It's.
He must have some pheromones that are just like so strong.
Yes. Yeah. It was that shirtless, shirt open pose.
That's what it was. Yeah. His Fabio pose.
Got him. Gets the ladies hot under the collar.
Well, it made me choke up last episode. So, you know, I don't know.
Yeah. Inside the RV, the governor is tending to Michonne's head wound. And she is like hissing at him not to touch her. Michonne is like breathing fire watching yep. him while Herschel tries to figure out what's going on. Has Herschel ever met the governor?
Didn't he go? It was him and Daryl and Rick when they went. Right. Yeah, to negotiate.
That's right.
You know, really going to use that term loosely. Negotiate with the governor.
Okay. So the governor admits to Michonne that he knows that Penny was dead now and that this is nothing personal, but he just needs the prison. No one has to die. But Michonne was like, I think you have to die because she says, I'm going to kill you. And she starts to detail how she's going to do it. I'm going to take my katana. And then,
like, she's like writing an erotic novel. Like, I'm going to take my katana.
She's completely like the bride Kill Bill over here. Uh-huh. But Herschel cuts her off because, you know, antagonizing him probably isn't.
Maybe not the best idea.
Yeah. And she's like, she respects it. She's like, okay, Herschel said, so I will not talk anymore. Yep. Herschel, ever the peacekeeper, he suggests that they can all live together because Rick has changed. And it seems like the governor has changed too. But the governor points out, he's like, me and Rick, me and Michonne, we're never going to be able to live under the same roof. Too much bad blood.
Okay, Taylor Swift.
Don't say that name. and he's like, you know, I'm trying hard to be peaceful here because this could go all kinds of ways. But this way you get to live. And I get to be, and then he kind of trails off and then walks away. What do you think about that? Because he's true. He could just run up on him, kill. He could have killed him.
Yep.
So what? Why didn't he?
Great question. I don't know. I don't even know with him.
Yeah. To me, it seems like he is trying to really. Like I said last episode, I do think that he only took leadership because he thought that was the only way to keep his new family safe. Mm-hmm. And this way he gets to be a hero.
That's true.
And but he, I think he trailed off because he just said he doesn't really respect heroes in the life. He doesn't look to be the hero.
Right.
But it seems like he is now.
Yep.
So there are strains of interesting things, like little threads of interesting things, sure, that are happening. But they don't connect to anything.
No, they don't.
Or they don't explain them well enough. Or again, maybe I just don't care about the governor enough to.
I think that's my problem. I'm just like, I don't. Whatever.
To make this work. Because it's like, because it's also like, this doesn't lead anywhere. He's dead by the end.
Yep.
So.
We got nothing.
Yeah. Herschel is trying to appeal to him again, and he's like, if you know what it's like to have a daughter, how can you threaten my daughters? They're inside. That's who you would be hurting. And the governor, as he leaves, he turns around and says, because they aren't mine. And I thought that was great, actually. That's a very, like, fine point on, like, the worst parts of humans.
Like, absolutely.
We just don't care because it doesn't affect us.
It's not our own, so it doesn't matter. Yep.
Back at the river's edge near the prison where all the RVs have moved from the old campsite, the governor is there and he tells Lily that they'll be safe there until he gets back because they can't cross the water. The walkers can't. And she's like, well, if the water's safe, why can't we just stay by the water? And he says, look, any really good place is gone by now.
Right.
Then he's like, I'm thinking about Megan. No matter what else, she'll be alive. And I feel like Lily is maybe starting to get something.
I think so. She seems a little suspicious.
Yeah, because he's very, very, very attached to her daughter. And it's like, but why?
Took her long enough to get suspicious.
Yeah, it did.
The pheromones wore off.
Yeah, but it's probably only been like 6 days.
Yep.
Since they met. So there's that. So the governor goes to Megan. She is on the riverbank. She's playing in the mud, making peanut butter sandwiches with the mud.
Okay.
Is that a 7-year-old thing to do?
I just would have thought it would have been like mud pies, but no. Nope. Very specific. Peanut butter sandwiches.
Yeah. Maybe because like the mud was a different color.
Maybe.
Sure. So he grabs her for a hug, despite her muddy hands, because they are just so enamored with each other. Just father and daughter.
Okay.
And Lily is glaring at this in the distance.
He found him a penny 2.0.
Back at the prison, Glenn is laying in his sick bed and he's making little silly jokes, very weak, but still in good spirits. And Maggie is with him and she is just smiling and laughing so big at all of these jokes because basically she's just relieved that he's okay. And she goes to get him some water. And then a little further down in the prison, Daryl has clearly just heard what Rick has told him about what he did to Carol. He's flipping out. And I think Daryl may know in his heart that it was probably the right call, but I think he also probably thinks this should have been a group decision, but he won't come out and say it.
Right.
Like, he's just doing that, like, weird posturing that he did with Bob.
He's just pissed.
Yeah. Like, because he goes up, he keeps getting angry to the point of getting Rick's face.
Yep.
But not doing anything.
Yep.
And so I'm just like, why don't you just say something, man?
Seriously.
So Rick, I also thought it was funny because Rick looks like 0% scared.
Oh, yeah. He doesn't care. He doesn't care. I mean, like, think about it. Like, I mean, he got hit by Tyrese. And that's Tyrese true. Is like, you know, 50 times bigger than little old Daryl over here. So he's like, dude, I got you. Go ahead. You feeling froggy? Jump. Daryl. one. Yeah.
I thought that was hilarious.
It is.
I was like, okay. Daryl is just like, well, whatever. You sent her away because of Tyrese. So let's go ahead and bite the bullet and tell Tyrese that Carol was the one.
So, okay. Let's just say that they had come back and had the group discussion or whatever. Do you think, if given the choice, that Daryl would have gone with Carol?
Maybe.
I wonder.
Yeah.
It kind of sounds like it, you know? Like, maybe he would have gone with her.
Because when Merle couldn't come back, mm-hmm. he went with Merle.
Yep.
So.
I kind of think he might have gone. Just something I was thinking about.
That's That makes a lot of sense. Outside of the quarantine cell block, Bob's sitting out in the hall, staring at his box of booze, I think. I assume that's what's in that box.
I assume as well.
When Sasha comes stumbling out and she thanks him for the role he had in saving her. And he tries to bang it off. He's like, I don't deserve any of this credit. And he tries to walk away. And she keeps insisting, like, no, you were the one that helped me. You helped me. So there, I guess that's a little, I don't know. I guess, like, making peace, because she was very abrasive.
She was.
So, you think that's what that was about?
I would think so.
Okay. So, down in the tombs, Tyrese and Daryl and Rick find each other. And Tyrese is like, you gotta look at this. And he shows them a piece of cardboard with a rat sliced open and its body pinned to the cardboard. It's very almost academic, like the way it's done. Like, are you going to use this to teach? Like,
what's like, happening?
Yeah, but why are you, who did this with such precision? No, I'm saying prop department, you should have done better. Yeah,
we should. This should not look like this.
And Tyrese is like, whoever killed Karen and David is the one who did this. It Rick's like, I don't know about all that. But before he can explain what happened, they hear this explosion up top. And everyone who can, they run to the gate surrounding the courtyard. And they see a bunch of pickups and a tank at the outer gates with the governor standing up there yelling for Rick to come down. And Rick is screaming, it's not up to me.
Yep.
There's a council.
Doesn't matter. He doesn't want to hear from anybody else. Just Rick. That's it.
Yep. He's like, is Herschel on the council? What about Michonne? And
dun, dun, dun.
They bring him
reveal.
Out. Yeah. He's like, you got to make some decisions today, Rick. So Rick kind of reluctantly makes his way down across the field while Daryl reminds everybody of their evacuation plan, which I'm very impressed that they have one.
Yes, definitely.
Once Rick gets down there, the governor tells Rick that his people need to get out by sundown so the governor's people can move in. And Rick is immediately like, it doesn't have to be this way. And he like starts pleading, saying that there are children in there, some of whom are sick. Tara is listening and she looks kind of affected by this. The governor is just so over this. He's like, basically like, I got a tank. Why are we still talking? What are we doing? And back up at the courtyard, Daryl starts to slowly pass out the weapons from their stash while the negotiations are still taking place. And then we go back to the riverbank with Lily on the RV, who is keeping watch over what? I don't know.
Over the lake or the pond or whatever is happening here. And the walker that's, you know, I don't know, 50 yards away.
Yeah.
Like, he's about to be a big threat. I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah, I don't know what she's watching out for. Just get in the RV.
Seriously.
And why are you so far away from your daughter?
Thank you.
She is on top of an RV. And her daughter's down by the riverbank, like a good 100 feet away.
Fantastic parenting decisions.
Yes. So she's keeping watch over whatever. And you're right. She sees that walker and she gets panicked because, you know, hey, walkers aren't supposed to be able to cross water. And he starts making it over a little mm-hmm. bit, but he gets like swept down river. And then, you know, Megan has been calling for her, asking for help. She's like, well, hold on, hold on. But then after she gets undistracted by the walker, she hears Megan screaming because in her digging, she unearthed a walker who has bitten her because Lily doesn't get there in time, obviously. Because
she's all the way up on top of the RV.
Yes.
Yep.
Yeah, so Megan gets a huge chunk of her shoulder bitten out. Like, that's...
Poor kid.
Too bad. Too bad, kid. I thought you were going to make it. That's what Brian said.
One eye, Bri, failed you, Megan. Penny 2.0.
Back at the prison gate, some walkers are showing up and the governor shoots them. And he's like, the longer you wait, the harder it'll take to get out since noise draws them. And as they're watching this from the courtyard, Carl's got like an itchy trigger finger and he's convinced he can hit the governor. Daryl's like, why don't you slow your roll?
I kind of like that, you know, what Daryl said, you know, like, whoa, you know, because you could start something else here.
Yeah.
Like, let's remain calm.
Exactly.
Good. I like this, Daryl.
Good job. Except, why didn't you say something to Rick? I guess, yeah, I don't know. It's like one step forward, one step back
yep.
with him.
Constant dancing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Because the kid, when he was getting Rick's face, I was like, what are you doing? Stop it.
Bless it.
So, the little kids, their evacuation plan has been put into place, and I guess their job was to help carry little Judith outside in her car seat. And they look so cute. They can barely hold this.
They're so cute.
You can barely hold this car seat.
They're precious.
Yeah. But Lizzie is like, we shouldn't do this. I don't want to hide. I want to be strong and carry guns like Carol taught us.
Okay. So, where did this come from?
Right.
Because like, everything up to now has been, I don't want to. I'm scared. I want to be strong. Give me guns. All right, Andrea. Baby Andrea.
Yeah. Down back with the negotiation, Rick is like tearfully pleading that he's telling the governor they could all live under the same roof in different cell blocks until they warm up to each other and start trusting each other. He says he knows it'll be hard. And he says basically it'll be easier if we just start shooting each other. But really, we don't have a choice because we're not leaving. And so if you shoot at us, we'll shoot back. A bunch of you will die. Walkers are going to come. And then they'll push the fence down. And then what use is the prison?
We can all live in the prison or none of us can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fair.
It is fair.
Yeah. I can see. You can see how desperate he is to suggest this.
Definitely.
But at the same time, he's just like, I'd like how he's like, I've already worked this out in my head.
Yep.
And
it's success. So let's do it.
Yeah. This doesn't end well for us, yeah. for any of us. So let's just go ahead and get it together. So the governor is listening to this, but he is basically done. He's like, I'm done talking, because he jumps down from the gate and he grabs Michonne's sword that some dude is like waiting in the background to give to him.
Yeah.
So he clearly had this set up.
This was definitely premeditated.
Yeah. And he puts it to Herschel's neck, and Rick is like asking the governor's group. He's like, is this what any of you guys want? And Charlie is like, we want what you got. So get out of here, asshole.
Yeah.
Like, Charlie, I'm so disappointed in you. So then Rick shares that he fought the governor before. And after that, they took in all the governor's old people and they've become leaders. in this community, and that he'll do the same thing with these people outside the gate right now. But basically, he just says, like, as soon as they walk through the gates, they're all part of the same team. And he's like, you know, we've all done the worst things to stay alive. That's terrible, Rick. We could still come back. And Herschel has been listening to this, and he smiles. He's, like, so proud.
He's beaming with pride.
Yeah.
Oh.
And the governor, he looks like he's considering it.
He does.
He does. He looks like it's he's mulling it over. Uh-huh. Until all suddenly he doesn't look like that anymore. And he whispers, liar. And he swings the sword into Herschel's neck.
Ugh.
And then all hell breaks loose.
So sad.
Yeah. So Herschel falls, and Rick shoots the governor in the arm, and then gunfight. Michonne rolls out of the way immediately, and Rick gets shot in the leg just as he makes it back to the bus recover. And this is what made me sad. Herschel is not dead.
No.
And he is scooting in between the vehicles to get away. And I'm like, oh, God, why couldn't you just make it quick, man?
I know. He had to suffer.
Yeah. So then the governor finds him, and he, like, emotionlessly hacks through the rest of his neck, just swinging, blood getting all on his face. I was
it was awful.
Yeah. So then Lily approaches with a dead Megan in her arms, and I think she saw the last of that.
Yep.
So the governor looks up and sees her, and he gets up, takes Megan into his arms wordlessly, and just brings out his gun to shoot her in the head.
And it was like, boom, done. I mean, that was, like, kind of emotionlessly as well. I was like, okay, I thought y'all were cool.
Yeah.
No, little girl, bye.
No, something in him, I really do think something in him broke.
I think so, too.
I don't know where. Clearly, it was between the negotiation and chopping off Herschel's head.
Basically, about 30 seconds.
Yeah, but I don't know what the trigger was.
I don't either.
But yeah, he is completely gone. So Charlie, he's yelling at Tara to pick up her weapon and fight, but she does the opposite because she's like, I don't know what this is, but I didn't sign up for this.
No.
And Alicia tries to talk her back into the fight. She's like, it's too late now. We gotta go for it. And
that's a horrible logic.
Yeah. No. Like, well, we might as well. And Tara is basically like, no, this isn't right. He just chopped a guy's head off with a sword. But Alicia, this doesn't make sense to her, I guess. No. I don't want this to sound like cavalier or like disparaging anything like that. But Alicia said she was Army. Mm-hmm. And I know that, you know, when you're in the heat of battle and stuff, like, you take orders, you follow orders, and that's it.
Right.
So maybe that's
where her mindset was. Maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I mean, that does, because essentially that's exactly where she's at.
Right.
And she, you know, still thinks that maybe that could still be the threat. So either way, they're being attacked. So you got to do something, I guess. Right. But
I'm with Tara.
I'm with Tara, too.
I didn't hide.
No. This is not how we discuss this. This right. is not what we're supposed to be doing.
Yeah.
And then you've got, you know, Beth and Maggie over here that are just bawling their eyes out because they just watched their dad get decapitated.
Right.
Right before their very eyes.
Yeah.
Oh, horrifying.
It is. Yeah, Alicia tells Tara to run and hide. And if they get separated, and she'll find her. So there's that. They have some kind of bond maybe now.
I guess.
A love bond that will draw her to find Tara wherever she is.
Aw.
No.
No, don't care.
So, yeah, like we said before, any sense of rationality the governor has is completely gone. Because he's like, drive your trucks in there, drive the tank through the fence and kill them all. And then the tank starts blasting holes in the prison wall, which is, at this point, it's kind of like, but he said you guys were going to live in the prison.
Right.
So if you're
you can't live in it if you destroy it.
Right.
But okay.
At that point, you would have been like, but I thought we were going to live here, man.
Why are we here again? I thought we were trying to take over this place to live here.
Yeah. Nope. They just keep going. And so everyone in the prison starts executing the evacuation plan. And Beth has to get some of the people on the bus while Maggie goes to get Glenn and some of the others in the sick wing. Well, sick cell block. And what else happens? The people are inside the gate at this point. And the governor is walking and through the yard, and Rick like flies out at him from behind the bus, which seems strange because
right.
It's like you knew he was there, right?
Uh-huh.
So why would you last no place was behind a bus? Why would you look like maybe Rick might be here? But no. So yeah, they start engaging in fisticuffs at this point, Rick and the governor. And back inside, Maggie gets everyone on the bus, but now Beth is missing. So Glenn is on the bus. Glenn wants to come with her to look for Beth, but she says, no, you stay here while I look for my sister. So Maggie's running around looking for Beth, and she somehow gets cornered with Sasha and Bob by some gunfire by the governor's people, and Bob takes a bullet. And while Maggie and Sasha are checking him, they see the bus take off without them, which must be a sucky feeling.
It kind of took me back to when Andrea got left. Remember that? Like, oh, shit.
Yeah.
Y'all done forgot about me. Damn.
Yeah.
Except this time I really like would be upset. Like, really?
Right.
Me? Come on now.
Well, this one makes more sense to me.
Really?
Yeah. It's the evacuation plan.
Well, I mean, it's just true. Yeah. Like, I guess they just assumed, well, you ain't coming back.
Well, it's like you stay until you can.
Yep.
Cannot stay anymore.
True.
So they couldn't stay.
True, true.
Andrea, Lori just couldn't see.
She's bless like, it.
Andrea's dead. Let's go.
Oh, well. I mean, I can't say that I would have done that. I'm pretty sure she's dead. What is that back there? No, just a walker. Just a walker.
Just keep going. Keep going, guys.
Shh. We don't see anything. We saw nothing.
So Alicia and some other guy, they've made their way into the courtyard. They're coming after Tyrese pretty hard. He has to duck behind some like plants, some garden.
Yeah.
Vegetables. I'm like, they can still see you, man.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Not real good at this hiding situation.
Yeah. But as they're approaching him, one of the guys gets blown away out of nowhere. And then Alicia looks over in surprise and to see, like, from where the bullet came from. And we see Lizzie and Mika with their guns drawn.
And I'm like, what the hell?
I know.
Like, Lizzie and Mika, who were terrified, all of a sudden, like, headshot.
Yeah.
Headshot.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess those lessons with Carol paid off.
Right. And just, that's nuts because it's like, can you imagine seeing some little child soldiers?
No.
Yeah, so Woo. That was Alicia's mistake because Lizzie definitely shoots her in the head.
Point blank.
Yeah.
That is some aim.
It is.
Girlfriend.
It is.
Woo.
And it was scary. Like, these kids are nuts.
She got crazy eyes going on.
But those crazy eyes saved Tyrese.
They did. And Tyrese is like, damn. Like, I mean, like his face just like, damn.
So he's like, hey, girls, we got to go. So Tyrese and the girls head out a different way. And then we cut back to the field where Rick is severely getting his ass handed to him by the governor. Like, he is taking a pummeling in the face. He's wheezing. He can barely breathe anyway. And then the governor starts strangling him.
Yes.
And it's not looking good. It's not looking good for him. He starts turning blue.
Yes.
And I was like, oh my gosh.
His face is all swollen up. Oh, it's bad.
It's really bad. And I was like, is Rick, what? Is he going to die? Like, I don't know. I feel like I was like maybe considering it because he looks so bad.
He looked really bad.
Until a Katana Blade comes slicing through the governor's chest out of nowhere. And I was like, that's right.
That's right.
Michonne.
That's our girl.
And so he falls off of Rick and Rick rolls over. He's just like gasping for breath. And Michonne helps him up. And he's like, where's Carl? She's like, I don't know. And once he's on his feet, he is out of there. He leaves her to search for him. And then we see the governor laying, dying in the field. And Michonne goes up to him just to look at him and then walks away kind of smirking. I was like, that's right.
That's right.
Let him turn. Leave him in pain.
Yep, for sure. Like it. Especially after everything he's done and letting Herschel suffer.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, leave him
bleed out.
We go back in the courtyard and Daryl is a one-man army. He's throwing grenades everywhere.
He is a badass.
Yeah.
I was like, yes, Daryl, yes.
When one of them goes off, Tara is in the vicinity and she just shuts down like, I'm out this bitch. No.
Yeah.
I didn't know grenades were also involved. Yeah.
Did not sign up for this.
Yeah. And then Daryl ends up throwing one of them in the barrel of the tank.
Charlie's like, oh, shit. I know. Get me out of here. Nope. Too late, Charlie.
Too late indeed, because then you're right there in front of Daryl, who has him in his sights of his crossbow.
Yep.
And he just puts a arrow through his heart.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Which is what he gets.
That's exactly what he gets. I loved it, too.
Yes. And I feel like Charlie at first was like trying to be like, hey, man, maybe you don't have to kill me.
Yeah, no.
No, you definitely have to kill you. You suck.
Yep.
Beth takes this opportunity to reappear. She runs out because she was trying to look for the kids.
But she found Daryl instead.
Yeah. And Daryl's like, we got to go.
And off they go.
Off they go. So Rick.
Oh, Rick.
Rick is yelling for Carl.
Carl! Carl! I mean, it's like a bird squalling, like dying. Oh, Rick, honey.
It's the call of the heartbroken father.
It is. I mean, and I feel that, but then at the same time, I'm like, I can't help but to laugh a little when he's like, oh.
I told you, every time Andy Lincoln has to yell.
Yes.
The accent just...
It's all over the place.
It's not up to me. Okay.
Oh, God. Oh, I love it.
So, yeah. They do find each other, and Rick's, like, asking for Judith. And Carl doesn't know where she is. And they look around and they see her car seat just kind of like in the middle of the yard. So they go to approach it. But when they look inside, it is empty and it is bloody. And they think the worst, obviously, because why wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Yeah.
And Rick starts crying. And Carl is like, he seems a little shell-shocked at first, but then he starts, like, unloading on some walkers that are approaching. But he does it to the point where he keeps trying to fire, even though he has no more ammo. Mm-hmm. And at that point, he starts crying, too. And he and Rick, well, Rick tries to comfort him a little bit, as much as he can. But then walkers start coming, and Rick's like, we gotta go. And So you're seeing just like all these groups, or, you know, like a couple people here, or three people here, right, just split off and make their way out of the prison. And so that's the last of them, basically. That's the last people we see walk out of the prison. Mm-hmm. And then we go back to the field where the governor is. And we see walkers coming to the governor from one side and Lily approaching from the other. And Lily has a gun and she ends up shooting him in the head.
It's like, go, girl.
I was like, boo. That's finally a rookie move. That's a rookie move. You got, that's not vengeance.
Hey.
Nope.
She had to learn eventually.
Learn what?
Like that he sucked? That he's the worst?
That's what I'm saying. You let him get eaten.
True. But I mean, like, but at the same time, like that way it's like, yeah, I'm taking you out. It's me. It's going to be me that does it.
Yeah. I didn't think it was earned. If anybody had the right to do that, I thought it was Michonne. And Michonne,
I would have loved to have seen Michonne do it.
Michonne, like, left it alone. But Michonne, at the same Michonne time, knew what to do.
Well, see, like, if really more than anything, I'd like to have just seen her just rip him up. Like, that's it. just take the katana and turn him into a shish kebab. Like, yeah. That's it.
No.
Yeah. But, yeah.
Yeah, no, I didn't like it.
I wonder what happened to Lily. Like, did she just get eaten? Is that what she did? Did she, like, use her last few moments just to you know, get him out of here? And then did she get eaten?
They talk about that in the next episode.
Mm-hmm.
Or the one after that.
Yes.
But, yeah, I didn't like it. Because I was just like, whatever. So then walkers start streaming into the prison because of explosions and gunshots and all the stimuli. And then the camera cuts to Rick and Carl, who are walking up a hill with the prison in the background. And Rick's like, just keep going. Don't look back.
Don't look back, Carl.
Yeah.
Don't look back.
Did you know that the ring woman was one of the walkers?
I did not.
I didn't either. I heard it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Interesting. And then
when I watched it, I was like, yeah, I guess that was her.
I don't know which one it would have been, but I mean.
Yeah.
Whatever. It's a sea of walkers. Yeah. Could fit anybody.
Well, I mean, it was kind of prominently on her, but you're just like, I don't, who cares?
I didn't.
Yeah.
Obviously.
Yeah.
All right. Wow. Well, so that's a pretty eventful episode. A lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, a lot. And it's just, it's sad because, yo, they just came out of this huge flu that took so many of them out. And they were like, you could tell that they had hope even when they were taking all those bodies out.
Yep.
They were immediately like, yeah, we're coming back from that. And then just to see it turn so quickly.
It did.
So quickly. And, you know, I blame Daryl.
Yep. Because Michonne could have gone and taken him out.
Yeah.
And it would have been over.
Yep.
Damn it. Daryl and your peacekeeping ideas over here, you know. Mm-hmm. Oh, you don't need to be doing that. Why would you need to? Why would you indeed? Daryl. Oh, good Lord. Okay. So, death toll. How are you doing?
Ooh. Funny question. I would have been on the bus. I would have been on. I'm very optimistic that I would have been on the bus. So,
I don't really know where I would have been. I guess it depends on how good of a shot I am at this point. But everybody's a sharpshooter. So I'm probably pretty good, right? Like, I'm probably a pretty good shot. So, I don't know. I feel like, I mean, if Tyrese made it, I did too. That's it right there. If Tyrese made it, I'm still here. I'm out here with somebody. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't, maybe I found Tara. I don't know. Like, somebody, but yeah, no. I think I'm pretty good.
When you first saw this, were you like, Judith is dead?
For sure.
Okay.
For sure. What about you?
I didn't know.
I really, yeah, I felt like, but I mean, obviously it's what they want you to think, of course.
Yeah. I mean, it's a lot of evidence to show that. And, you know, who knows if she is or not, but I was just like, is she dead?
Well, because, yeah, you don't get, like, any real closure there.
Yeah.
All right. Superlatives. Do you have any for this one?
You know, I really liked, I think I got to give it to Rick.
MVP?
Yep. Cool. Well, sure. Whatever. whatever we're giving out. Because, no, not MVP. I don't know if I'd have MVP, but I'm going to give him best all around. Because he really, really sucked it up to do for what's best for the group.
For sure.
And you could see, I loved that he did change.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I like, you know, you just like seeing your people grow.
Yes, definitely.
Grow and get better. And yeah, I'm like, yay, you would have made it work. I know you would have.
I have to agree with that. I think he was awesome. And I just love that whole scene where, you know, he's just pleading this case to the governor, and Herschel is just beaming with pride. Like, mm-hmm. That's my boy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's just so sad, though. yeah, do you have a least likely to succeed this time?
No, I don't.
I don't really either. Right now, I'm kind of feeling like everybody is in trouble.
Yeah.
It's not looking good. But this episode does a fantastic job of, I think, setting up the rest, like the back half of the season.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty great. All right. Any closing thoughts here?
Nope.
Good deal. All right, guys. We'll catch you next time. Bye.